We're in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we're going to be going through Hay. Gimel, perish in his bashlu k'tzas, fruit that partially ripened, v'nechon la'yedei adchak, and you could eat them. People don't prefer it, but they're edible. Mutar l'lokton k'deil ochlon, if you want to on Chol HaMoed eat the stuff that's barely edible, you're allowed to go and pull them off. V'mlikton li'ochlon v'hosir, what happens if you push, if you actually did cut them to eat, and there are leftovers, and you're afraid that the leftovers are going to get ruined? V'choshes shema yasliu, you're afraid that they're going to get all wormy. Imlo yichav sham lo tzilecha mehem, if you don't pickle them to get rid of all the moisture inside them, yochel lakav sham, it's mutter to pickle them. Aval osel lalakdom tchila kadeh lakav sham, but you're not allowed to pick them to begin with for the sake of being kovish them, for the sake of pickling them. Whereas if it's something you couldn't get later or the price is going to be very expensive, then it's mutter. The heter for both of these things is davar avud. Where davar avud is mutter and chol hamoed. Sivdalit. Sod adam dogim koma shiachal lotzud. A person's allowed to fish as much as he wants because you'd like to choose the fish you want to eat because no two fish are identical. Umaleach hakol b'moed. And you're allowed to salt them all together. It could be that you'll eat from them. Now, how do you do that? How are you going to eat it on Chol HaMoed? It takes time till they used to dry out the fish and eat them. What you would do is you'll squeeze them out and let them soften. If you squeeze it out many times, until it becomes soft and edible. Says the Rama, umutu latsudam b'farhesya. You're allowed to reverhes your catch fish. Because everyone understands that that's for the sake of Chol HaMoed. The Mishtabur brings down that it's mutter to kill flies or mosquitoes that are bothering you on Chol HaMoed. Sif hei, kol melochis shein lutzorech HaMoed, kisha osin osam omnehem osam bitzina. Any malacha that's a tzorech hamoed, if the person that's doing it is a professional, he's got to do it betzina. Otherwise, it looks like he's working like he does all year. Keitzah, hatzayodim, the trappers, shalchayis v'ofis, vatochanim, those that grind, the person owns a flour mill, habotzrim, those that harvest fruit, limkor bashuk, harei lo osim betzina letzorech hamoed. They're allowed to do it betzina. They're not allowed to do it beferhesi. Hago mutu lachlo v'beim official letzorech hamoed. David davar avud. You're allowed to milk the cows because that is davar avud. Now, if it is not clear to the see to the spectator that or the observer that it is letzorech hamoed, then it's aser. And the case of that's why the case of the trappers, you don't know that it's for yontif. In the case of fishermen, some hold that everyone knows that fish don't last very long, and it's a tzorech hamoed. Others are machmir, and they say that even a fisherman should only fish betzina. In a place that they're machmir not to do any of these malachis on Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to change their mind if they find that it's a meniyah of simchas yontif. Now, what happens if somebody is digging next to a fish pond, so the fish will get caught there, and he's trapping them? Some say that that looks like it's a tzara chol, because that you do when you trap things in numbers. Also, when you sell, you cannot sell in public. You don't just go opening your shop. You've got to sell betzina. There's even something that we're going to be matter selling for tzara yontif. You're allowed to sell, but only betzina.